Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Good morning, Edward Koppeltz. Happy Tuesday.
Annie, I don't know if the good morning, Edward Koppeltz, happy Tuesday recorded, because the button wasn't started.
What? Well, then I'll say it again. Good morning, Edward Koppeltz. Happy Tuesday.
Annie, happy Tuesday. It is nice to talk to you.
Whether it really got recorded or not, I'll do it twice.
Well, I just don't want to miss it. And then the show to start with like, hey, Annie. And I'm like, no, that's not how it's supposed to be. Annie talks first.
It was blinking. I saw it. And okay. And I see the little what are those called? Lines where I've been talking, the bumps?
Yeah, bumps.
Sure.
You know what I like is that I went back and listened to just an old episode, earlier this year episode. It was episode like 28 that we did on the, when we were calling it TSF Quarantine, right? Over on That Sounds Fun.
But now they're all here on this feed.
It's all here on this feed, which is great. So you can go back and listen to all of them, which I enjoyed. But I was listening to it for a second this morning, and you know how it started? Good morning, Edward Koppeltz. And then it was Annie. Good morning. I love podcasting with you. Hold on. Did I hit record? So for as much as we've devolved, there's still the mystery of the first 2 minutes abounds. How are you? How was your weekend? How are you?
Great. I had a live speaking event this weekend for the first time since March, and that was awesome. It was awesome.
Did you like promote that on Instagram or something? I can't not see that every time I open Instagram all weekend. Oh. It's that live event. It's everywhere.
You know why? You probably are you saying that you're seeing it in your feed over and over? Like every
over
time
and
you,
over.
It's because there are multiple pictures, and when you have pictures where you swipe through, are you with me on what I mean? Like where someone puts up four pictures in their one thing?
I do. Yep, I do.
Why are you
laughing? I'm insulted that you asked, but also you really did need to ask. So I feel both things.
Okay,
you're right.
Good.
I may not have been tracking, but
sure.
I am.
Yeah. When someone adds multiples like that, if you don't slide through all of them, every time you open, the next one shows up like a fresh picture.
Oh, yeah. I only got to the second one where I had to see what you were talking about, that you had written your S incorrectly.
Uh-huh. Right. So that's why you saw it over and over again.
Oh, well, that's good. Anyhow, so you spoke live this weekend. How
was
that for you?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was great on a couple levels. It was great, one, because it's just great to be back in front of people and to be doing this thing that I really love doing. And it was really safe, social distance. People had masks on if they wanted to. I mean, all the things. It was very safe. And the sad part is, but the healthy part is, you know, we don't get to do signing lines and we don't get to meet people and all that. But it was still really fun to do. And I did a talk I've never done before. And it was brand new just for this. And because it's like a ticketed event, it won't be online or anything. But I really loved it.
You liked the talk?
Yeah. Like we got in the car and my traveling buddy, my tour manager, my road manager, Ashley, we like worked through the whole thing again on the drive home just in case I ever get to do it again. I liked it enough that I'm adding it to my arsenal of talks that are available to me.
Oh,
you know,
how many would you say you have? Or is that like an industry secret that I can't ask?
No, of course you can ask. I bet I have, how many have I ever done or how many do I have like ready to go?
I guess ready to go.
So ready to go. I bet I have 10 different topics I can talk about that I have a 20, 25 or 45 minute option to do. A lot of the time a group will say, hey, come and talk about this thing. Like when a book comes out, that's what you talk about for the next 6 months.
Yeah.
And so you look at that, you start with the same ingredients every time. It's just how you and God feel like it should line up that particular time.
Yeah.
And so I bet I have 10 of those that have traveled with me, but you know, if someone says, hey, we're doing a conference on Esther, well, then I don't use one of my 10.
Right. You're writing.
Yeah. You're writing new stuff. So for example, it was not yesterday. It was Saturday. Today's not Sunday.
Yeah.
Saturdays. Welcome. I know. Welcome to Tuesday. Saturday, I had never done it before. It was a specific thing they asked me to do. And I thought, man, I'd like this content enough that I would like to see if I could work this into continuing to get to teach this, because I think it is good and it matters.
Ooh,
so that made
that
it double
feeling?
Fun. Yeah, it was really fun.
Like when you know that you're saying the right thing at the right time in the right way, when it all comes together and it's like you're just experiencing that moment up there. Isn't that just the best?
Yeah. And it kind of only happens the first time you do a talk. It's one of the reasons I'm so impressed with pastors who teach so many Sundays, because they write 45 talks a year. Now they get to cram them like a science final your senior year of high school.
Yes.
And memorize it and then never think about it again. Whereas in my job, when I have a day like Saturday where I really like what I did, the most exciting thing is if I want to do it again.
Oh my
and
gosh.
If I want to keep it, you know? And so that was so fun to go like, oh man, that is such a keeper. And we'll change these 8 minutes out of 45 because that was specific to that audience. But I bet this theory can go with me anywhere.
Yeah. And do you let yourself in that moment, like when you're up there and you're doing a talk, if there's something that comes into your head, do you just go with it or do you pretty much stay on what you thought you'd say? Do you let yourself improvise is what I should have just said much more simply.
I very barely let myself improvise. If something feels very important, I mean, not like kitschy little like jokes, but content wise, it would have to be a real moment with the Lord for me. He'd have to call an audible for me to do that.
Yeah, I'm always amazed when people are able to do that because I'm fully the same way. By the time I get up there, it's locked in. It's 95%, give or take some superfluous thought or little quip or something, but it's locked in as it should be for me. I've thought about it, considered it, studied it, written it.
Right.
Now I'm just going to talk it.
That's right. Okay.
So that is very interesting. I did not know that you were, because you delivered in a way that seems like very improvised, meaning you seem very prepared, but it's like, so you're so loose. It's just a very impressive thing. You can tell when someone is like, here's the story I've told 900 times, but nope, doesn't feel like that. But I guess it's because you're really, really present with the people you're speaking to. So even if you've said the words before, you've never said it to them before.
That's right. And it's never like I just open the same outline. I mean, I wish my iPad was closer. I don't have it here because I teach off my iPad.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I have, I don't know, 40 versions of one talk because every time I get invited to a new location, I'm going to open that talk. I'm going to duplicate it. And then I'm going to erase all the personal things that were for that event. And I'm going to restart with the bones.
Yes.
And I do that on Notability is the app I do that on. And so, you know, I'll have one talk, but it'll be listed in my app 40 times. Because I've changed it. Yeah, I love my system. I'm not afraid to tell you, I love my system. It has worked out so well for me to have it all available right there in that one app. It's all on the cloud, so it doesn't disappear. Now, one time my iPad wouldn't turn on during the last worship song before I was supposed to speak.
Death. Oh, that is terrible.
Panic.com. Yes. Yes. And so now I still don't print out a backup. But like Saturday before I went on stage, I did a real like, if we want to talk about the bones again, I ran down the bones again to make sure if something happens to your iPad, can you finish this? Do you know enough that you can do this talk without it? And it won't be as good as if you had it, but do you know enough? And I was like, I know enough. I can go.
Oh, that's so crazy.
It was so fun.
That is so cool. Annie, we have to talk about though. Do you remember where we left the last show?
Yes, but you haven't told us about your weekend. So will you just give you're still a person, even though we're going to talk about first dates.
Holla. Cause people have been asking about that and I am just fascinated about this topic. I just love it. Weekend was good. Yeah. Do you ever have that feeling? Like, I know it was a good restful weekend, but I'm not quite certain I can tell you what we did.
That is all of 2020.
Yeah. I had like a big long run on Saturday morning. So I felt like good. And it was long enough that I needed support, which was really fun. So I would go, I made it halfway. And then Brianne, Eve and Lucy were all like, I just hear these like very distant, and it's quiet early morning. And I just hear these distant faint screams. And I've got all my little friends there and they brought me water and they're all sitting in chairs. They're eating like a little bagel or something, you know? And then
as you run by.
as I run by. And so
when's your half marathon you're doing?
I think it's December 12th, okay. Something like that.
And it's virtual, right? Or I mean, is it in person?
I mean, it's just me leaving the front of my house.
Got it.
Going and coming back. So
that's awesome.
But they were out there, and so that was so fun. Then we went to Lake Wahlberg, which is like this lake in the area, and just went and played outside. It's still warm enough that we can do that. Yeah. So it's just like a sweet, nice weekend. It was one of those weekends where you were like, Sunday night, like, I could do another day of this.
Yeah.
I like my job. I'm done. Yeah, I'm good.
That's right.
So it was nice. No football, but we're back this weekend. So
same for us. Georgia didn't have it this weekend either.
I know. Are you watching the World Series?
Yes, I'm watching the World Series. Only in 2020 does a guy trip and fall on his way to home plate and still score, and they win the game in that moment.
I mean, was that the most crazy? Now, of course, it's Tuesday night, so we are, possibility this is the end of the World Series tonight, LA wins it. Uh-huh. But, you know, we're pre-Tuesday. I mean, that was the craziest ending to the game. And, of course, you're always super sleepy by that point.
Yes.
So you're kind of like, you're up and you're watching it and you're like, whoa, uh-huh, what was that?
Uh-huh. That's exactly right.
That was insane.
Wild. I loved it so much. I mean, we've talked about this before, but I love having baseball in the background of my life. Like, baseball is a good 100%. Thing for me. I can't always sit and watch nine innings, especially when the Braves were stressing me out.
Yeah.
I need to be doing other things, but I love having it as the soundtrack.
Yes.
More than just about any other sport.
Oh, that sound, that crack, that just that little, the
well,
the
Joe Buck and John Schmoltz and Joe Buck, like hearing their voices, it just is the right, thing.
The patter and the everything. Yeah, it is just absolutely perfect.
Okay, let's go. Let's talk about first dates.
Okay, so how did this come up?
Because
I know this has been like on it. Like, what are we, go.
This came up in my life because my friends and I are going on dates and like people are going on first dates and we have a conversation going on in our friend group about how long a first date should be.
Now, why does it have to be should be? Because do you need that shooting. Parameter?
I know. You're right. There's a version of me that should go back and be the person I wish I was. But the reality is, there isn't like a right number or a wrong number, but there is one of my friends who consistently has 2-hour first dates, even if she's not interested in the guy after 20 minutes. She's just so lovely and so kind and so easy to talk to. She just keeps sitting there. And then the problem is when you reflect on the date, it's hard to know whether you really like someone or not because they're all the same length. You're like, well, no, I didn't like him, but we were there for 2 hours. I liked him so much. We were there for 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. See, that's so interesting because I was thinking the opposite. Like, oh, why wouldn't you want it to be, if it goes 4 hours and you're just chatting and having this great conversation, why would you ever want to end that? But I never even thought of it from the opposite. Where
I actually
have
an answer of why you want to end it, but keep going.
But I have never thought of it from the opposite where she knows 20 minutes in, like, okay, bye.
Yeah.
Like, and doesn't leave. So for her, it's helpful to have this is an event that has a defined ending.
Well, especially if you're doing online dating, which that's kind of the only way to meet people right now in COVID days.
Yes.
Especially if you're doing online dating, 2 hours with someone that you have never seen before. If you're doing online dating, like a lot of my friends are doing it that are doing it really well, you're going on 3 or 4 dates, maybe in a week, maybe in 2 weeks. And those to me.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, because why are you sitting and talking on the app for 4 weeks? Like, hey, we matched. Let's grab a drink. Hey, we matched. Let's grab coffee. And if you're going to, and then you actually decide, oh, do we want to go on like a proper thing? Like, do we go to dinner next? Do we go to, you know? So that first one is just literally like, are you actually the person you said you were on the other side? Do we actually have those 4 things in common? I would like us to sit here and talk about that. And then I'd like us to get up and leave so that we have more we want to talk about next time so that there is a next time. Like, and she does that. A lot of my friends, I don't want to like put one friend in the center of this because a lot of my friends are doing online dating. But yeah, so it's a time commitment. If it's not just a man or a woman you've met through mutual friends and you share things.
Do you enjoy it?
What part?
Like, Like, does that, like, going out and meeting, like, what, like, that process of you've matched with someone and then you're going to meet up for coffee, is it like an exciting proposition in the preface to that? Like, is it like, oh, this is cool? Or is it sort of like, okay, well, I've committed to the process, but I would rather be home in my jammies watching The Repair Shop tonight?
Well, I think there are always days where you would rather not be in the process and you'd rather be home on your jammies and the right guy just show up at your doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is the way you meet people is by meeting people. And so if you don't want to meet people, you actually need to reassess what you want. Because if you're not willing to meet people, do you really want to meet someone? Because you're not willing to go and meet them. So it isn't always like, this is awesome. There are times where we'll be like Marco Poloing and be like, okay, I wish I was, it's cold out there. I want to stay under my covers. But I also want to have someone to go to that wedding with in November. And so here I go, you know, I'm pulling myself up. And other times it's like, man, this has been so fun. I can't wait, you know. And I don't think it's necessarily determines how you feel about the other person. It's about how you feel about you that day.
Can you tell that I've basically never been on a date?
What was you and Bree's first date like? I mean, because y'all were like buddies for forever, right?
Yeah, I was thinking about it in preface to this conversation. I don't know that I know what an actual first date was. We just were really great friends for a long time. And then there was just a slow progression of conversations, yada, yada, yada.
I mean, can you bring her in and just get her to tell us the first date? Because this was one of the comments we got is a husband and wife disagreeing on their first date.
No, I would know what would be like. We went to a park one time, but that was like, and it, you know, had like hung out and had a date. But that was so early on. And it was not when things, I don't really know when the official dating started, because we kind of stopped through years of friendship. But when it was like, when it turned go time, I don't really think there was like a date. It was just a deep old friendship that just progressed.
Can I ask you a real question?
I mean, yeah, there's a chance. I've already begun to sweat a little bit and don't like this. So you can ask it.
I'll ask it like we're sitting in front of our parents, which we are, because Mr. and Miss F. Downs listen to every episode.
Mr. F. Downs, I'm so sorry.
Did it switch over for you when the physical relationship changed?
Oh Lord, I will in a million years. I would never talk about that. I
asked
even
it so respectfully, because
you sure did.
Because if you're saying it stutter started da 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 da, there has to be a thing that made y'all go, you're my girlfriend.
I mean, we joined a bowling league, if that's what you're talking about.
That is what I was talking about. That's what I was hinting at. By physical, I meant physical activities like sports.
Yeah.
That's bowling what I meant. Bowling league, yeah.
Slam ball, all that kind of stuff.
Okay, yeah. So you genuinely don't have like a first date.
I don't. And we got married when I was 25. So right. I have nothing.
25
so
is the normal adult age to get married. You're not a child.
No, I know. But there was not a lot of time between college, there was high school, college, and marriage, which is great, but we were just always great friends. Mm-hmm. So, oh boy.
It's great. You're doing fine. I'm not going to ask you anything else.
Thank you.
But I will be doing a special bonus episode with Brianne Kaufholz whenever anybody's ready. Just gals chatting about their relationship.
The amount that I do not like to talk about myself is just fantastic. Can we just talk about Halloween or something?
You're right. We should talk about Halloween. We'll just take, let's, why don't you breathe for a second and let's talk about
please tell me
today's sponsor for our show, our partner today.
Thank God.
Is KiwiCo Boxes, which we both love.
I love them more than you can imagine right now. KiwiCo.
Oh my gosh. Well, as for a lot of us, family has had to adapt to a lot of changes this year. I know that's true for your family, for my mini BFFs. And Halloween's probably going to look different this weekend. But the treats don't have to stop at candy. And there don't have to be any tricks with KiwiCo. There are hands-on science and art projects that your little ghoulies won't go batty with boredom.
I like that so much.
Y'all love them, right?
Oh, we love them. And you know what else we love about them that I forgot was something super helpful is how many times have you been like, okay, I'm going to a birthday party for an 11-year-old. What on earth do you get an 11-year-old? The cool thing is you can go to the website and just order, like, you can just trust KiwiCo because they're like, here's what an 11-year-old will like. And it just takes the guesswork out of it. And so they're awesome as gifts and just super fun things. Plus they have it. I really like their website because they have a lot of offerings, but it's sorted by, you can look at age appropriate, but also most popular. And it's just a super fun place to get a sense of it. And it's just perfect for gift giving. So
yeah, we love
that. Do that instead of candy. I mean,
and it's so good to encourage your kids to be innovators and creative thinkers. They just won't. I mean, I remember when I've done with my mini BFFs, they just like kind of can't believe what they can build and what they've accomplished. And they are having the best time, especially when it's hard to find creative ways to keep them busy while stretching their brain. KiwiCo will do all the legwork for you so you can spend more time like doing the projects together versus having to think of them.
Which is so fun.
Right.
I love KiwiCo. They are redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence and creativity. Ooh, I love that confidence part. And critical thinking skills. There is something for every kid or every kid at heart at KiwiCo. You can get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line at kiwico.com/keeptalking. That's kiwico.com/keeptalking. Love KiwiCo.
Me too. Now,
what other personal questions would you like me to dodge? Anything?
I feel like we're going to get a lot of votes. That was a very casual way for me to ask that.
It was super cool. But because here's what I want to know.
People start, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about in general. When people start kissing, when people start holding hands, when people doing more than they do with their peers and their friends, that requires a conversation. And sometimes that's when friends go to more than friends that get married. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But I think it's a before that thing too. I mean, I think if you're sitting at a coffee shop with someone and it's date one, can't you just feel like a little like, something, there's a thing here, right? Like, doesn't it actually start there? Now, when you acknowledge it with each other, it may come a lot later.
Yeah.
But don't you have a sense much earlier that it's like, oh, this may not be a thing, but this might be just like a thing.
Yeah. To me, and that's one of the reasons when one of our friends on the other side asked, not from heaven, but from that are listening, asked,
it was Michael Landon,
coffee or dinner count as a first date? And to me, both of them can be first dates. But Eddie, the thing is, the longer I've dated and the more I've dated, the more that first date in a very healthy and good way has some of the, like, I have to make big decisions about this person. I have to know how I feel about them. All that is gone for the first couple of dates. Cause you're just like, the literal question that my girlfriends and I, and some of my guy friends and I will say to each other is, the only thing you have to decide after this coffee, after this dinner, after this walk at the lake, the only thing you have to decide is, do you want to see this person again? That's all you have to decide. And so for me, yeah, I mean, I think in that first date, there is like I would definitely enjoy seeing him again. Like, I'm not done talking to him. I'm not done, you know, but I also don't want to sit at, I personally, this is an Annie decision, because I am prone to talk long. And I can talk to someone for a long time. I don't want to have a 4-hour or a 9-hour or a 12-hour first date because that will overinvest me emotionally.
Okay, that's the question. Let's say it's really jiving well and you're just sitting across the table from someone who, like, you're just easily talking to each other for 4 or 5 hours and you're just in the middle of one of those talks. Do you purposefully shut it down because you don't want to overinvest, or do you roll with it because it's just lovely and this is a nice thing? You know what I'm saying? Like, end do you shut it down if it's working? Like, yeah, that's the question.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have like a timer that goes off, but I will not. Yeah. I will assess. And I'll tell you what I've grown in, the growth place in me. I wish my counselor was here to talk to you about this. But you know, I mean, the growth place in me has been not how much time I spend as much as what I share at the start of going like, oh man, I like this guy. I really like this conversation. We've been here for an hour and a half. This has been super fun. I don't necessarily need to talk about my childhood home. Meaning like my parents moving, and like, I don't need to talk about the deepest things because I'm enjoying this. I'm a little people drunk right now. You know, I know myself to know I'm a little like, oh, I'm having so much fun. I want to tell him everything. This is really fun. And so I've learned like, no, you can stop here, because if he agrees with you after this hour and a half, and that, and you're having so much fun that you're going to want to do this again, and he is too, then it will happen, and you'll be glad that you saved some things to talk about. If he does not agree, then you have not overshared to the point where you feel like you've lost more than you've actually lost.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
It does. Yep. Yep. Yep.
There is a, there is a very easy parallel between what you invest in emotionally and what you invest in physically in relationships, that if we thought as much about being guarded emotionally as we think about being guarded physically, we would be much better daters as people, I think.
Okay. So then very practically, what, because I feel like people are curious about practical guardrails that they can put up. And a lot of this seems a lot more like it's an art rather than a science. But
that's right.
And this doesn't have to be like, what are Annie's guardrails? But as people would ask you about it, what are, is there like, do this as a first date? Definitely avoid this. Do this for an amount of time. Avoid this. Are there any of those kind of guard?
What would you, I mean, if someone said coffee, drinks, or dinner, would you say any of those? Would you say all three of those? Would you say, would you have lean towards?
Yeah. Well, I don't think that there's a right answer for that, but I do think that people will know what they feel. I know that people will have opinions about that as they hear those as options and just lean into those opinions. Like if something feels, no, but I mean, if something feels uncomfortable with you, like dinner feels too long and too much pressure.
Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Then just take dinner off the table. That's
fine.
The person that is ultimately going to enjoy being around you and you're going to enjoy being around them, you're going to need to be able to have some even more honest conversations than that down the road. So go ahead, test it out with, hey, let's not do dinner. I would love to get coffee. I mean, you're allowed to just have an opinion and that's fine. So I don't know what I would do. To me, I don't, for me personally, I wouldn't, I don't love the drinks one as much because I don't, I want to stay pretty sharp. And even just, you know, one well-made Manhattan is like, I don't want to soften the senses to what's going on, but that's purely me. That is not, I don't think that's a rule. That's just like, if I were thinking about it or like, that's what I would do.
Yeah. I'll tell you. So my, my similar opinion about now, this is purely Annie is coffee can be confusing.
Oh, tell me more.
Coffee, pretend you didn't meet him online or her online. Pretend it's not online. Okay. And it's just like, y'all both were at the same party or you both were at the same, y'all both sit near each other at church or whatever. And he says, hey, let's grab coffee sometime. I, because of, and a lot of this is because of my history, because of my experience, because of what I bring into every relationship, because of the luggage I carry. Coffees to me are, can be confusing about the intention behind it. If you've met in real life. If it, the good thing about dating is you know everybody's intention. Sorry, the good thing about online dating is you know everyone's intentions. Right? I mean, you're not on an app because you're looking for a buddy.
Right.
And so the problem with meeting someone in real life and he just thinks my job is cool and wants me to and wants to hear more about it and we go to coffee is I think it's a date and he thinks my job is cool.
Yeah.
And so to me, I take coffee off the table because I take coffee off the table in the way that if I'm trying to determine whether that what category we're in, not making coffee an option lines it up pretty quick.
Yeah.
Either he goes, no, we're just going to get coffee. Or he goes, yeah, let's get drinks. Okay. Or if he asks for drinks, I'm like, nah, we're if this is a date. But if you're just wanting me to help you with your book outline, which I don't do. Don't email me. If you,
then you talked to me about it one time.
We go to coffee, you know, or we go get a burrito at noon. We don't do.
Gotta tell you though, a burrito at noon though could also be love.
Well, listen, by date four, if we haven't gotten a burrito at noon, if he hasn't taken me to Baja, he doesn't know me.
Right. Because we can go to some bougie place dinner too and really go for it. But if we're not comfortable eating a burrito at noon.
Thank you. Exactly.
Then it's like our Waffle House discussion from last time. Maybe not
still
date one.
I'm hoping it's date one for me.
That is, it's really a move. You got to have a certain set of confidence for that.
Really? Oh, I wish we had time to talk about confidence. I think confidence, honestly, I do not. I genuinely don't super care what the guy looks like. I super care how confident he carries himself.
Yeah.
I mean, it is, It is fascinating to me. There's like me and this a married couple and I have had this conversation about one of their friends that I met once. And I was like, he's great. He's more handsome than he thinks he is. And he's funnier than he thinks he is. I don't know what to do with him not being confident, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you take me to Waffle House?
Yeah.
I'm in because you know yeah, you're confident.
And if he's not wishy-washy about it, like right. If he's just like cool about it, you're like, well,
now
okay,
is confidence
sir.
As cool to men as it is to women?
I mean, I think it depends on the guy. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I like strength and confidence and wisdom and all of those good things. I mean, there's no rules to it, but I think that generally I hope it would be for a guy. Yeah. That's my real answer. I don't know that it's like a general, like it's probably not in the list of things that I remember hearing from guys who were dating, like really like her. She's super confident.
Oh, but it's not.
No, okay. Or at least maybe not in the world that I was listening to. That's not sure. The first thing I would hear. Like super nice. It seemed like niceness was a big, big thing. Just like real kind.
Yeah.
You know, and that's good. That's good. But I also like, I like all of my friends to have, you know, intellect and backbone all of those good things, dating, not dating, married, all of that kind of stuff. Like I would hope that confidence would be a part of it because there just comes from a, you know, confidence comes from a mental health, just a knowing yourself well. Yes. And that's going to serve you super well as you traverse the relationship. So is there anything practically in terms of like first date? We're talking like first time we go from online to in person. It's not going to go longer than an hour, or you're going to have an exit plan, or it's going to be an activity that has a clear endpoint.
Probably my mindset on the first date in any category, online, in real life, is this is a pre-date a little bit. It's kind of how my brain works. I'm not sure that's right.
Totally. No, it is.
This is a pre-date to see, it's nice to meet you, Jim. We've never sat in the same place before, Jim. Tell me, I saw on your profile, you like this, this, and this, or I saw, you know, da-da-da. It was so nice to meet you. I would never say this. In my head, I'm thinking, it was so nice to meet you. I don't think I'll ever lay eyes on you again. Or, it was so nice to meet you. I really hope we go on a proper date.
Yeah, it's almost the preamble, because with online dating, you're not actually getting that, like, we met at a party experience where you're doing some of that in the context of some sort of group safety. You're truly going from, it's something in between stranger and date, which is like the important parts of like, are you like you seem
that's
to present
exactly
online?
Right.
Are you someone I'm attracted to? Like, is it just are the basics there? So you're almost establishing a baseline.
That's right. So take the pressure off that first date, because it is the move from stranger to human.
So
let them move from stranger to human. And then that also keeps the men or women from having bigger expectations and bigger, like, is this my last first date? Like, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't do that.
Chill.
You may have a lot more in your future. Just go have a preamble and go meet the human and sit with them. Cause even like I'm trying to like tell a story without like exposing anyone in my life, but I've dated people that I met at parties or that I've had mutual friends with, and we had an experience in a group, and then we're like, do you want to hang out again without other people? Yes, I do. And even that is the preamble the first time you do that, because you've never been alone with that person. You've only been in groups with that person.
Yeah. I have actual friends that I don't know that I'd want to hang out across a table with. Like, you're a group friend, and that's great.
Yep.
We have not crossed over. It's good that you're around in this group of six guys.
Yes. Yes.
Because one-on-one, I'm not quite sure what we'd do.
That
doesn't mean they're not a great person and can't be a good friend.
I have girlfriends like that too. I was about to say, I have girlfriends that I've never preambled with, because we are in a group and we don't do one-on-one things. And I have other girlfriends that we do, just two of us go to dinner.
Yeah.
Brilliant. The preamble is brilliant. Well done. I'm going to remember that forever.
That's what this is. We learned about the preamble today.
We learned about the preamble today. About the
talk about the art of the preamble. I think that's our show.
The art of the preamble. I'm writing it down. Wow.
Oh my goodness. Well,
we could I feel like that is just cracking the door on what we could do here. So we'll just keep it in our back pocket.
It really is. And the level to which you could have made, you could make me uncomfortable on a podcast.
Oh,
so
gosh.
We did it.
Yeah. As we continue doing the show, which we will, I will continue to ask questions that you hate.
Yeah. I do not like talking about myself personally.
Yeah. Right.
Really, you know, great. I'm weirdly shy about that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. I like it. It's good.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, have a great week. Let's, I'll talk to you on Friday. You still want to do a show on Friday?
Our big Halloween show.
It's the big how we've been waiting to do this.
Are you ready for it?
Yes. All right.
Do you have
friend.
All your stuff prepared?
Go wash your hands. And we will see you back here on Friday for our big Halloween show.
Bye, buddies.